a thought.
Yeah. Yesterday's question was, you're having a dinner party, and what four guests, who would you invite? And one of mine was Jim Morrison.
Of course. I want to pick his brain.
Yeah. And Madonna. I couldn't think of any. I want two males and two females. And Charlie Sheen was the other.
I could see Charlie.
And I couldn't think of two women, so I thought of Madonna and I forgot who else. But who would you pick for to go to dinner? You're having a dinner party. What four people would you invite?
George Carlin?
Yeah, dead or alive was, yeah, you can. Uh-huh.
Louis Black.
You realize the people that you pick would have to be compatible to one another. For example, Lauren Bacall or, what's her name with the red hair? Your grandfather liked her. She was in all the John Wayne movies.
Maureen O'Hara?
Yeah, you couldn't invite her with Charlie Sheen, for example. That would go over like water and oil.
Really?
Oh, fuck yeah. I don't think she'd like him very well.
Hmm. And Christopher, who else? So you had Louis C.K.
George Carlin and Louis Black.
Oh, Louis Black. See, it's a tough question.
It's hard to think of women.
See? Now you know. Okay, old man, who would you invite? Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Audrey Hepburn.
She's beautiful.
Yes, she is beautiful. And that she was kind of political in a way, but not, you know, I mean, she was...
Not overdoing.
Right. She was doing the... Angelina Jolie's doing the same thing she was doing, but Audrey Hepburn didn't...
Yeah, more class.
Yeah, and didn't adopt all the children. She didn't bring them home with her.
No.
So who else?
Who, me?
Well, yeah, who would you invite? You haven't even picked four.
Oh, I was avoiding the question.
Christopher only got three.
It's a tough one because, I don't know.
It's your dinner party. You can invite whoever you want.
That's true. But the fewer people that you invite, the less insulation there is between you and them.
Oh, God. And I'm surprised.
I always wanted to meet, Humphrey Bogart and Edward G. Robinson. Or James Cagney, one of the two.
Okay, well, yeah, you still, that's three. You still need one more.
You mean for a woman?
No, you can have whoever you want, dead or alive.
Vivian de Havilland.
And Moke's stuck because he can't figure...
And the other one would have been... what's her name? Fred and Ginger.
Ginger Rogers.
Yes.
Oh. And then... Yeah, because Christopher only had...
Three. I just want to look at her.
She was a skinny little creature.
I thought she was gorgeous.
Well, I didn't say she wasn't.
What eyes.
Uh-huh.
George Clooney would be funny.
Yeah, George Clooney wouldn't be bad. Or how about somebody like...
I'm thinking of... No, I would want to meet that house. Here we go. Exciting.
What now?
Somebody from the past. Somebody who... My intellectual side. Yeah.
Like Timothy Leary?
No, not Timothy. I care about that. No, like Copernicus or Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison.
No Albert Einstein?
He was kind of crazy.
The old Jew?
He was kind of very crazy, actually. He wasn't the brightest either.
Hmm.